Information Management and Technology is now open, and we will reopen the public hearing and then a possible work public hearing on House Bill 3464. That meeting is now open.
We see the two wraps.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Does that mean you opened it and closed it? Is that a tap-tap hearing?
Yeah. For a guy with asthma to run as far as I did good. For all of you that didn't hear the governor, do we have somebody that's coming forward? I don't have a list here.
We have, in front of you, you have some agreed upon language.
Okay.
They'll testify towards this.
Robin,
in the hearing, they talked about needing something on the record to satisfy both the Judicial Department and the Department of Transportation. What you have before you is the recommended language, and we have the representatives here.
Robin, we'll make you the lead, and away we go.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. When we met earlier, Mr. Swank asked for some language.
For the record, your name?
Excuse me. For the record, Robin Freeman, Oregon Department of Transportation. When we met earlier, Brad Swank asked for some clarifying language that would be included in the floor speech for the carrier of this bill, and he actually suggested some language that was good for the department, good to go. I can read that for you at this time. It is in front of you. Whatever is your pleasure.
Why don't you read it for us, and we'll get it into the record.
Great. Nothing in House Bill 3464 or the statutes in amends gives ODOT authority to limit access to ODOT records that courts obtain and use for court purposes or to control redisclosure of such information through the court process. Control over that access is addressed in separate law, and House Bill 3464 is not intended to change that other law.
And this works for everybody.
Chair Dallum, members of the committee, yes, it does. It solves the issue that we had.
For the record, Chair.
For the record, my name is Brad Swank, Special Counsel for Government Relations for the Oregon Judicial Department. And yes, Chair, that this does, in case an issue of ambiguity does arise concerning these statutes, and if this is made on the floor as part of the floor speech, it would be something the courts would look to resolve that ambiguity, so it solves our problem.
Is there anyone else that wishes to testify on House Bill 3464? If not, we will close the work session.
No public hearing.
We'll close the public hearing. This is a full-time job. Yes, we will now open the work session on House Bill 3464.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would move that we pass House Bill 3464 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
With that motion, any question? If not, would you call the roll?
Mr. Chair, there's no amendments to the bill, correct?
There are no amendments to the bill.
Thank you.
And in deference to Representative Crummell, who made a special effort to be here for the vote, we are going to read a statement on the floor, Representative Crummell, and we have no amendment, and I believe the statement is in front of you. So we didn't need an amendment.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Any questions? With that, Glenn, would you call the roll?
Representative Lilly.
Yes.
Representative Crummell.
Aye.
Representative Wirth.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Chair Dolan.
Aye. Was an affirmative vote. House Bill 3464 is passed to the House floor with a due pass recommendation, and with that, we will close the work session.
Carrier? Who's going to carry it?
Carrier inside the meeting? Next year, I'll be really good at this. Is there somebody that would like to carry this bill?
Okay. You should carry it. Isn't it your priority month?
Is anybody that really wants to? If not, I will carry the bill.
This is your priority,
your
Mr.
Priority.
Chair. You probably ought to carry it,
Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. We now have the bill passed. We have it passed to the floor. We have a carrier.
You good to go?
With that, we will close the work session on House Bill 3464.
And adjourn the committee.
And being no other business to come before the committee at this time, we will adjourn the Committee on Information Management and Technology. Thank you all very much. I would, before I adjourn, like to thank Representative Witt and thank Representative Burley. I think they dug into this bill more than heroic efforts. And I'd like to thank both of you. Adjourn.
Way to keep